It is December the 23rd. Get ready for Santa. This is the GQDN Group Quest Daily News. In today's show, we talk about Mortal Kombat 11, Gundam, and some Sea of Thieves. But at first, we start with some really news that just doesn't make me happy at all. But it does make me happy in some ways. This coming from Eurogamer. Ready or Not will no longer be published by Team 17. This is a good thing. Okay, but here is why. There was a question that was posted up on Reddit that asked whether or not there would be a school shooting mission. And the developers of said game said, you better believe it's gonna. There was severe outrage because of that comment, mainly because of what happened up in Michigan not too long ago, okay? And because of that outrage, which I joined that outrage, Void Interactive and their tweet said, Void Interactive and Team 17 have mutually agreed that Team 17 will no longer publish Ready or Not. We are confident that this is the right path for the future of Ready or Not, and we thank Team 17 for their partnership and wish them great successes with their spectrum of games. Now, Team 17 has been removed from the game, but that does not mean that the game is, say, not going to be published. To me, the game will be published. It will not have a massive school shooting, okay? And really, it shouldn't. We've got too much of that stuff in the news. We don't need it in games. In fact, if there's any mention of school shootings or anything that's negative that's within the world around us right now, it does not need to be put into video games at all. So that's enough of that. But if you think we're out of the bad news, well, we're not. This comes to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net. And the Call of Duty developer, Terek, spoke. That's Terek Studios, by the way. And here is what they said about the Activision Blizzard lawsuit and everything that's gone on there. The full statement is, our goal as a studio is to make awesome games for the world to enjoy. Having the privilege to pursue the endeavor is made possible because of Terek's people. We are a studio comprised of smart, talented, world-class creative professionals who seek to perform at our best. Our culture has no room for sexism, harassment, racism, bigotry, discrimination, or bullying. As we move forward, providing a safe, diverse, inclusive working environment so that all may thrive will be our highest priority. Everyone at Treyarch is drawn to game development because we possess a deep love for the artistry of video games and the magic that can create moments that matter. This is a moment that matters, and it starts by being better. That is so Activision. And personally, I am tired of seeing Activision people speak up in either defense of the company or the company itself speaking up. We need to hear from the offended. We need to hear from the people that were affected in one way or another, not these people that are in charge. Want to say I'm wrong? You want to agree with me? I am at Joe Brahms. You can contact me there. But let's start transitioning out of this negative news. Dot Esports said that the Mortal Kombat 11 servers are down. So here we are. We're in Christmas time. We're going to have people home or away, bringing their consoles, doing all this and that. And now the Mortal Kombat servers are down. So if you follow Mortal Kombat 11 on Twitter, they will let you know what's going on with the servers and all this and that. So, hey, it is what it is. I mean, I was a World of Warcraft player, and I might go back to World of Warcraft, I don't know. But even then, we know, hey, we're online, servers go down, it's what happens. Now, speaking of Blizzard games, and I did say World of Warcraft, esports.gg, we gave number 2 yesterday, which that was Disguised Toast. And they gave their number one today, the most influential Hearthstone player of all time. And they said it is Crypt. And really, if you watch him on Twitch, or you watch his videos, I think they're up on YouTube, though I don't follow him on YouTube. He does one heck of a job. Just a really, really good job. So you can read the story up on esports.gg. Just look for Cryptarian, okay? And what is really going to be a good job, this coming to us from Engadget. I know it's not a video game, but it's still something cool because Gundam is being built. And if you follow, you check out at a NHK_news, you would see the head start to go on to Gundam itself. The artistry, just everything just looks good on that. The details are all there, and if you're a fan of Gundam, you need to at least take a look at the picture, because travel is what travel is anymore. Okay, so let's get back to game, shall we? And I did say that there's a lot of sales going on. Well, it is the holiday season, and what Rockstar Games had said, this coming to us from BlueNews.com, and they're saying that if you have Grand Theft Auto 5, you are getting a gift. So go, if you have Grand Theft Auto 5, I don't see any details here as to what the gift is. Just log in, get the gift, go get it. One last thing before we go, and I did say Sea of Thieves. And because they hit a milestone, well, up on Steam, which by the way, the winter sale is going on right now, everybody is going to get a special gift over the next week. And all you have to do is play the Sea of Thieves anytime between December 22nd, which is yesterday, and December 29th, okay? So right before the end of the year, if you get online, if you get into Sea of Thieves any one of those days, you get a gift, okay? That is good. Another thing that is good, the PlayStation store also has their winter sale up. So Microsoft players, you might want to go check out your store too. Steam's got theirs going up, GOG's got theirs going up, and just everybody has their winter sales right now. And you're looking at 50% at average, 30% to 80% across the board. That is huge. So go check that out. And if you're checking that out, you can check us out at thegroupquest.com, where you find out our sponsors at Audible, all of you, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and stackup.org. Okay, this is the last time you will hear from me before Christmas, or better yet, there will be a recording tomorrow. So, but no GQDN until after the new year. I have not yet decided how long I'm going to wait till after the new year, but it'll be after the new year. That said, this is a Dawnforge production, 2021. All rights are reserved. For more information about Dawnforge shows, go to thedawnforge.com. We'll see you tomorrow on the podcast feed. There will be one show next week, but only one show. The next live show for the Group Quest podcast will be in January. The next recorded GQDN show will also be in January, as what I once said. So until then, this is Joe, and that is, well, I'll just wish you a very Merry Christmas.